Charities are especially vulnerable to ransomware attacks, social engineering hacks, and banking fraud. In a sector that's hugely dependent on public trust and often involved in collecting sensitive information, proper cybersecurity is essential. But a lot of charities, especially smaller ones, don't realize its importance. In a cyber threat assessment published in 2018, the National Cybersecurity Center said it was likely that cyber criminals pose the most serious threat to the charity sector. Hi, my name's Ashish Patani. I'm a director at Ashlinwood. And in today's podcast, we're going to be looking at cybersecurity for charities. Ashlinwood provides a range of professional assurance and advisory services to our clients within the banking and financial service sector, to charity and not-for-profit organizations, SMEs, as well as private clients. To learn more about us, please do visit our website, www.ashlinwood.com. Not only are you open to the loss of money or data if you don't have the right cybersecurity measures in place, but you also risk having to put your operations on hold if an attack means that you can no longer work as normal. We think it's essential that charities get up to speed with digital technology and its efficiencies, and that they take the right steps to protect themselves while using these systems. So what kind of cyber threats do charities face? The funds and data that charities hold may make them especially vulnerable to various types of cyber attacks. Ransomware, for example, is a type of malware that captures the victim's data and threatens to release it or permanently block access to it unless the attacker's demands are met. You may also be targeted by social engineering campaigns. This kind of attack works by manipulating people into taking a certain action or giving away confidential information, often by clicking on a link. This is often done using fraudulent emails, also known as phishing. More indirectly, criminals have exploited the charity sector by setting up websites for fake organizations, essentially in a response to global events and disasters and asking for donations. Guarding against phishing attacks. You might already have some idea of what a fraudulent email looks like. Most of us have probably come across a poorly written email with blurry images promising large sums of financial reward in some cases, or threatening legal actions or fines in others. While it's good to be conscious of these giveaways, phishing emails are not always obvious and full of typos, as criminals are getting more sophisticated, and therefore they can use much more convincing language and layout to entice the victim to click a link on an email. That's why it's important to put in systems in place not only to avoid phishing attacks, but to minimize their impact if one is successful. This includes configuring your IT systems so that a high-level access of data is only given to the people who really need it. By restricting the access that staff and volunteers have, you lower the risk that they could inadvertently give criminals access to that data. Cloud storage for backups. Backing up your data is an essential step to minimize risk posed by cyber criminals. By storing information securely and separately from your own computer, you will be better protected against attacks. You will also be better positioned to keep working as normal in the event of a physical damage, fires, floods, or theft. One of the options is to use cloud storage providers to back up your data. This is the benefit of generally being much more affordable than having your own backup systems, and also provides a probably a higher degree of security, which specialists in cloud storage will be able to provide, than you may yourself be able to develop. Be sure to choose your providers wisely. Check that they are a reliable security company and have the reliable systems in place, and that they offer the right amount of storage to suit your needs. Once you have the system in place, of course, remember to regularly update it. You can find a whole host of cybersecurity tips on the National Cybersecurity Center website. And of course, as always, if you do have any more questions, about cybersecurity for your charity, please do get in touch with us through the website www.ashlinwood.com.